I'm the good shepherd,
says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gates, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gates is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As a shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of a stranger. How do Jesus use this figure of speech? The Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep they will listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Keyboard is something wrong, eh? The keyboard something missing some notes, eh? You know, in Jerusalem, I shouldn't ask this. In Jerusalem, the holy city is on the top of the mountain, no? So facing the law, in the west side, there are two gates. Today is one gate open. It's called the Lion's Gate. I think where Philip or Stephen was stoned, that gate. This other gate is called the Golden Gates in the middle. But today, that gate is closed with bricks and surrounding of the cemetery. Who did it? The Muslims. Why? Because according to the Jews' tradition, the Messiah will come through the gates, through the Golden Gates. So when the Muslims captured Jerusalem, they just doesn't want this Messiah of the Jewish people come, so they block the Golden Gates with bricks and with the cemetery in between, so that how dare you, Messiah, come into our city. I mean, you know, this is symbolic things. And Jesus also a symbolic thing, says, I am the gates. So we Christians doesn't remember very much, but the Muslims remember so well, because Jesus said, I am the gates. So they are afraid this Messiah, although the Jewish people doesn't believe, but this Jesus Christ could come again through these gates. So they block. Well, this is also a kind of story. But what Jesus says is, I am the gates. You remember when we say the Mass,
through him, within him.
Ready?
Our salvation is in him, through him.
What does he mean?
Because our life becomes his life. In.
When you say Jesus in,
or you are in,
not outside, not stand by.
Be one. Actually, it's one.
Jesus said, I am the wine.
I'm the wine.
Not wine.
I am the wine. You are the branches, right? The same life.
For the Jewish people, they understand very well. I'm the vine, you are the branches. So we share.
So when Jesus established the Eucharist, when
we receive his life. We are the branches.
We share his life. One life. That's why Jesus prayed, Father, let them be one.
Let them be one.
As I'm in you, you in me, and they are in us.
This is real unity.
That's real charity. Charity means that something, you know, emotionally, I like you. That's the charity. Of course, included. But it's more than that. When you say you love a person in a strict sense, you love Jesus in each person. Because Jesus loved you too. Loved you first. Do you believe?
Yes.
Since we receive this love, we share this love. If all,
this is charity. When we go to confession, we just say, oh, I didn't hate many people, it's okay. But it's more important. First of all, do you see Jesus in you? You feel Jesus in you? Strong? A little bit. Sometimes. Not all the time, no? I think Jesus expects us
24 hours over 24 hours, each minute, in him, with him, through him,
you do your service. It's wonderful.
This is through you. Bless the world. The world is blessed because we are in him. The world is transformed.
Of course, through the Eucharist, through Jesus himself,
also through you.
Right? Jesus sent us to all the corners of the world.
Only you can be at that point.
I cannot.
Nobody can. Only you.
In the world, there's only one space for you, in your seat. Nobody can sit on your desk, on the place, right? It's, I'm here, you're there, so nobody take our place.
We are one in the Lord, but we have a different mission. Not the same mission. A different expression. I have to love. You have to love too. I try to speak with the word of the Lord. And you have to listen to the word of the Lord through the Holy Spirit in you. You have to do the same.
Don't think that, oh, of course, you're a priest. You have to stand there. You have to speak. Whatever you say, I don't care. Then you're not a priest anymore. When you baptize, you remember? You become one with the Lord.
And you share his mission as a priest.
Do you remember? Do you remember that? When you're baptized, you become a priest of Christ. Each one of us. So we share.
One mind, one heart.
Jesus is very humble. He said, I'm the gate.
Through him, with him, in him.
So our mind, no matter where we go, I remember very well the expression of Sister Faustina.
We unite a tabernacle.
We take Jesus inside.
The whole day we carry Jesus in us as a living tabernacle. In fact, our Blessed John Paul II in the year 2000, He says, a heavenly mother is the first tabernacle on earth, right? Do you remember that? A heavenly mother. So this month is the month of Mary. Remember, kind of connection, you know, when you remember Mary in his womb, Jesus is there. In you too, Jesus is there. Have this sacredness of mind in you. You are missioned to share his life for people. You're calling not for yourself, not for goodness. Unfortunately, many are Catholics changed to Buddhism because in Buddhism they say they teach us how to live well our life. It's good. But to live well your life is not for yourself. That's the difference. Just become a Buddha is not enough for you. It's the one, another Jesus. Share his blood for other people. This is love. Not just holiness to be shared. If you're selfish, never be holiness. Although you pray the 24 hours, this is not prayer. Because God never stay. He's always out. The Father, never be the Father if he doesn't love the Son. Not even 1 second, always loving, out. You too. Out. Don't stay. Why people today so many sickness? Because we stay, just keep things in ourselves. First of all, we eat too much dirty things. Second, the mind closed. We don't open to this Holy Spirit, which is life. So today also, in a special way, pray for the prayer, for the priest, only also for the sisters. But also today is Good Shepherd Sunday. In a special way, pray for those priests receive the sacrament of the ministry of the priesthood. I'm indebted to divine mercy of Jesus. I shared last time, in the past, I never have kind of devotion towards divine mercy, the secret of Jesus in the divine mercy, I never. I feel sorry for that because I didn't trust much. I thank the Lord I was sent to Canada, away from all those different thoughts against divine mercy. Over there, I got a special grace. And Jesus told me one thing. He doesn't care what in my past. Just as in Peter, he can deny Jesus for 3 times, but Jesus doesn't ask him, if you make a good contrition. No, Jesus only asks, do you love me? In the same way, Jesus only asked me, do you love me? He just invited me. Just spare 1 hour per day before him. Because I was asking him to help the parish over there by that time, 8 years ago. It was a difficult moment. Jesus promised, you stay with me. I will look after your parish. He is the real good shepherd. I'm not. He did. Until the day I came back to Hong Kong, it was real, real family in that parish. I didn't do much. It's Jesus himself does. He promised, you stay with me, I will do the rest. Even today, for you, the same. You do your part. Small part. And he will do the rest. Big one. Prominent things. He will do it. Not you. You can't change the world. You can't even change a person. Neither you can change yourself, right? We say you want, but it's incapable. So believe His love. Trust once again. When you have free time, say, Jesus, I trust in you.